This is Ready, Set, Bet with Matt Brown and Mike Sumich on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Ready, Set, Bet here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Matt Brown and Mike Sumich as these afternoon slate games get going into the second half. Bills up 21-0 on the Jets. Lions up 13-0 on the Bears. 10-3 still at the half, Broncos and Chargers. We're getting going in the Raiders and Chiefs. That is 6-3 in favor of the home Raiders. Rams 16-6 over the Cardinals. And 17-10. Oh, we have another run after that. 17-10 Patriots over the Dolphins. And then the Eagles are down 10-7 to the Commanders here in the afternoon window. So going, and Mike, again, the real sweat, I guess, is the Broncos is still a one-score game. And in theory, the one seed is up for grabs.
Yeah, the two things that we are really going to learn here from the afternoon window, that Broncos-Chargers score, they're trying to solidify the one seed, the Patriots up 7.5 as well. So 2 1-score games there. And then the 2-3 decision here in the NFC is the Eagles and Bears both trying to lose their way out of those positions. The Bears down 13-0. If they win, they get the 2. If they lose, the Eagles get the 2, but they are also losing right now to the Commanders. So those are the two main things on the line from a playoff perspective here in the afternoon.
Yeah, just, and again, if you're wondering, Josh Allen came out, played one snap for the Bills, and then gave way to Mitch Trubisky. So he did technically start, but, you know, it's been a Trubisky game, which, by the way, 15 of 19 for 169, but it's against the Jets.
It's against the Jets.
Yeah. But it's against the Jets.
So you got to take that with a grain of salt.
Listen, if you're Trubisky, you're in a great situation there with the Bills. Like, being second string to Josh Allen, they pay you nice money because they know you know the system and all the things or whatever. Like, he's in a good gig for a non-starter. He's got a good gig.
Look, Trubisky is going the Chase Daniel route, right? You had a little bright spot early in the career. Started, couldn't quite get it done, but now you're a career backup. You're holding the clipboard, getting paid millions of dollars a year, and you're generally with good teams. You're generally in good offensive systems with good quarterbacks in front of you, and so and when he comes in, Trubisky is, you got to be considered one of the better backups, right? I mean, he can move the football for the Bills, even if a team not the Jets that you're facing. So it's a good gig for Trubisky.
So 41-7 earlier today, Jags over the Titans. I don't expect that this changed how you think of this team at all, but we said, though, there is something about a team going out and just doing what they're supposed to do, which is throttle a bad team. And that is what the Jags did here. Lawrence, 22 of 30, 255 and 3 touchdowns in this one. Parker Washington continues to have a lot of success here in this offense. 5 for 87 and a touchdown for him as the Jags win and easily cover the monster number there in that game.
Yeah, Jags look great. Cam Ward did leave this game early in the first half, and so that is one thing, or one of the reasons you did see this Jaguars team just able to pull away. Nothing doing there for the offense for the Titans once he was out. But look, this was a very just clean game from the Jaguars, and the one thing that I've knocked the Jaguars for consistently is they don't play clean football games. And we've seen them down the stretch play more and more of these clean football games, get a big play on the defensive side as well. Parker Washington been awesome for them, and when you insert Jacoby Myers and what he's been able to do for this offense, then you add Parker Washington and his additional skill set, all of a sudden you've got a three set of wide receivers who all seem very competent. You put Britton Strange there at tight end. He has been very good since coming back from injury as well. A lot of different pieces on the offensive side that can hurt you. And Lawrence, again, his legs have been a good part of this offense too. We've seen him scramble for multiple touchdowns the last 4 or 5 weeks, just 11 yards, but did pick up a big key third down for them when this game was a little bit closer. So all things clicking right now for the Jaguars, who are going to host a playoff game.
We get Third Eye Blind at the halftime show over the Raiders and Chiefs there, Mike. A little Third Eye Blind action. Yeah.
Yeah, I'll take that.
I mean, Vegas halftime shows, they typically go and get, you know, name people to play them. I got Lil Jon whenever I went. I went to a Raider game with Lil Jon.
Do they have a halftime show every game?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's kind of awesome. Yeah. I like that.
So I got Lil Jon whenever I went. But the problem is he doesn't really sing any of the songs all the way. He's just got little pieces of whatever. So it's basically he just kind of squishes together all of the little, all the pieces of the songs that he's in.
How many times did he say yeah during that performance?
A trillion. One
over on the Yaz?
Yes. Over 999.5 million times. I would take the over there on that one. So, yeah, it is just another Will Johnson declared out for the Cardinals in this game. What in the world? I would really love to know, like, how much production was lost to injury for the Cardinals this year? It has to be. I mean, it started at the very beginning, right? So you lose James Conner right at the beginning of the season, and then it just snowballed from there. Everybody got hurt. I mean, like that, unfortunately, I think Gannon's going to get fired, and I think that I think he's getting kind of the raw end of the deal there. No one could win with that team with the way that the injury thing fell. Nobody wins there.
No, he is one of those guys where you look back and you say, maybe he's someone that you do retread at a head coaching position, because he's a younger guy who took over there, was a defensive coach for the Eagles. Like, first off, you're behind the eight ball because Kyler Murray is your quarterback. And that clearly was just not going to work out with what we've seen over the last couple of years. And then you mentioned the defensive injuries this year specifically. It felt like they couldn't keep a cornerback healthy. Mm-hmm. They lost multiple defensive linemen. Just no continuity on the defense. So you can't even really get your scheme set up if you're Gannon to try and improve the defense at any point, because you're just trying to handle the rotation of players week in and week out. So tough situation there down there in Arizona. Another franchise I think is going to be fascinating to watch this offseason. What do you do at the head coaching position? What do they do at the quarterback position? I am still standing for the Kyler for Tua trade. Just trade him straight up. Let's just see what happens with those two quarterbacks switching organizations.
Just see if the change of scenery is what they need.
Why not?
Yeah.
Right? I mean, both need a change of scenery. Both of those quarterbacks have terrible contracts. Like, just flip them and see what happens.
Raiders come out, connect on a nice pass to Mayer. So they are on the good side of the 50 against the Chiefs. Again, do not have to tank this game. So this line got out to 5.5 in favor of the Chiefs, and then all the way back down to 3.5 or a super juiced 3, because it was revealed that it didn't matter whether they won this game or not. They do get the number one overall pick. And so seems like they're calling good plays and whatever and all of that, trying to give this home crowd something to be happy about as they are going to close out yet another disappointing season here in Vegas.
Yeah, definitely trying. You're definitely still seeing the effort despite rotating quarterbacks. And one thing we didn't mention that's up for grabs here, the Rams trying to play for the 5 seed, and Michael Wilson out here doing Michael Wilson things. He catches a 45-yard touchdown pass from Jacoby Brissett. Cardinals get on the board first to start the third quarter. 16-13 now, Rams. So still very much a ball game down there in Los Angeles as well, Matt.
We said the Patriots were, you know, something to play for here, because if something were to falter with the Broncos, and Mike, it's 17-10. The Dolphins are down in the red zone. It's 2nd-and-1 on the 16-yard line. So this Dolphins team under Quinn Ewers, and we talked about this yesterday. I think Quinn Ewers... I think Quinn Ewers might get a look. I think the Dolphins might give him a look. They're not going to have a good enough draft pick to get a quarterback. And so I think he's shown them enough to where you maybe got to see if he's... Remember, I would say this. He was the number one player in the country coming out of high school, going to the University of Texas. Like, literally got a perfect grade from recruiting services coming out. And, you know, I mean, 11 of 13, 109 and a touchdown against a Patriots team that is motivated to win.
And they've been moving the football all day. 12 plays on their first drive, that ended up in a turnover and downs. 10 plays on the second, that was a touchdown. Had a punt and a fumble on the next two drives, but then got a field goal on the following drive. Now we start the third quarter here with a 5-play, 52-yard drive. So outside of the two mistakes there, that they're moving the football every single time they have it against a Patriots defense. It's played fairly well to close out the season. So, and like you said, a motivated Patriots team too. So good showing here by Quinn Ewers. And he's probably the guy, right? He's probably the guy in Miami next year, because you're not going to be able to get rid of the Tua contract. And so you're going to need to figure out what you got with yours, let it play out for a season and figure it out from there.
Mike, what we missed, because there's so many games running and all of that, which is before the Jacoby Brissett to Michael Wilson touchdown pass, it was a 28-yard fake punt completion.
Oh.
So they run the old fake punt there over there at SoFi, and then the Michael Wilson touchdown. So what a sequence right there for the Cardinals.
Gannon just drawing it up, baby, drawing it up on the offensive side. That is the one fun thing about Week 18. We are not trick play people here. I think we're very forward about that opinion. Fake punts, I do like. I do like me a good fake punt, because that is not a trick play where like the upside is you are moving the chains and you can get big plays off fake punts. And rarely are you going to see it. I mean, obviously, if you fail, you just turn the ball over. But rarely you're going to see like a pick six or a big time fumble. And you're not usually in the red zone. You're trying to extend a possession. So I do like me some fake punts, Matt. I've enjoyed seeing a couple today.
The Jets are now up to 531 passes against without an interception on the season.
I saw
531.
If you bet the quarterback facing the Jets, you start out with, I believe it was $100. You just parlayed interception no every single week. You'd have over $1 million.
Yeah, I mean, 530. You can't pick off one in 531 passes?
Not great. Not great. You know who did just pick one off? The Patriots. Yes. They get one in the end zone. It's Quinn Ewers, after talking him up, throws an interception there. So the Patriots take over 17-10 with the football on their own 20 here, about 11 and a half minutes left there in the third quarter.
This is not a great showing by the Broncos here, Mike. I mean, it is 10-3, and guys, remember, the Chargers are sitting most of their key players in this game, and it is just a one-score game. They get the ball back as the Broncos have to punt the ball back to the Chargers, and so we're at the 14-minute mark here of the third quarter. This is for the number one seed. Like, the Broncos could lose the number one seed because of this game.
Not impressed with our big favorites here in the late window. Outside of you, Buffalo, you're doing great. Everyone else, let's get in gear here, folks. Let's get in gear here.
Bo Nix
playing for something.
38 yards passing. He's got 38 more passing yards than you and I do today. Goodness gracious. Keep you up. Don't go anywhere. It's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
You're here because you want an edge. That's what separates listeners from winners. But let's be real, mindset alone doesn't get bets home. Pros win because they've got the tools, the data, and the discipline. And now so can you. VSiN Pro gives you access to the same real-time insights the sharps use. No secrets, no fluff, just actionable info that moves markets. Tap the link and see why serious bettors are turning knowledge into profit with VSiN Pro.
Welcome back to Ready, Set, Bet with Matt Brown and Mike Somich on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Ready, Set, Bet here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Matt Brown and Mike Somich. And Mike, we saw some poor performances today, for sure. I don't know if we're getting a worse one than this Bears performance here. And like we said, I mean, maybe there's a lot of vanilla going on out there, and maybe Ben Johnson doesn't care whether they're the two or the three or whatever, but you got Jared Goff going for 260 in the air against this team already in this game. Again, we still have a quarter and 5 minutes left to play here. He's going to go for 300 in this thing. And Caleb Williams has yet to throw for 70.
Just dudes running wide open. And when they run the football, it's at least 5 yards right now. Not great on the defensive side. The offensive side, you mentioned it, Caleb Williams, 9-for-17, sub 70 yards passing. Pretty much been Loveland and nobody else catching the football. The run game been pretty non-existent. I don't know. I don't know what's going on, Matt, because this is one of those situations where you would have thought the Bears were going to show up and try and play well. A lot on the line from a seeding perspective. The two gets to play the Packers, who are all kinds of banged up. That's the team that you want to play, not the Niners, not the Rams. And it gets you a possible home game against the Eagles if you are able to get through the first round, and the Eagles do as well. So I'm surprised we're getting this level of effort here from the Bears. And it's every time I look up, it's just ugly.
This speaking of ugly, never mind. There's the Jets go, what are you talking about, idiot? You can't give this award to the Bears. It's us, as they allow another touchdown to the Bills' second stringers. It's 28-0.
At least they don't have anything to play for. At least they're just like, they were 1-2-3 Cancun 4 weeks ago, right? The Bears actually have something to play for, and Ben Johnson is facing his old team and just getting shellacked.
This is 28-0 here.
29. They went for two.
Did they really?
Yeah.
That seems a little rude.
I don't know if there was a penalty, but it was a pass to Coleman to convert the 2-point conversion. Touchdown Patriots. Drake May hits Who is that Stevenson?
Stevenson
in the back of the end zone. 24-10 now as they take the Ewers interception right down the field and open up to a 2-score lead over the Dolphins.
They did go for two because
we look back to that Chargers Broncos game now.
The kicker's hurt, Mike. So Prater's out. So that's why they went for two. It wasn't them being rude after all.
Oh, Matt.
Yes.
I got good news.
More Kelsey.
We are approaching the red zone in Las Vegas.
More Kelsey.
Oladukun gets hurt. Shane Buschelli.
Oladukun.
Buschelli is now in the game. And
we're going with ukulele.
This Chiefs team down to the 22-yard line of the Raiders. Maybe we can get our Kelsey touchdown.
Yeah, we're going with Shane ukulele or whatever. Buchelele. And that's how we're going to go with this
one. Seven-year NFL veteran who has never thrown a pass.
Oh, my, you know, we're in the cool part where we start to get all the Twitter stuff. Zach Taylor unhappy about game being stopped. So yep. There you go.
Not surprised. Tanks Bigsby in the end zone. 2-yard touchdown plunge for the Eagles. They take a 14-10 lead over the Commanders and try and take this 2-seed away from the Bears, as the Bears now have the Lions in the red zone trying to go up 22-0 on them.
Adam Schefter. GM Chris Ballard and head coach Shane Steichen will return for the 2026 season for the Colts. I think it would be a bit out of place to fire the guy who was rocking and rolling until his quarterback broke his leg and then fire him because you had to go get a grandpa off the couch to come quarterback for. I mean, like, that would be reason to fire? I mean, like, is this really breaking news?
Shane Steichen also almost won the division with Gardner Minshew a couple years back, like has been handed this Richardson situation at quarterback. Like, it's not been an easy living there for Shane Steichen in Indianapolis. I think he's done a pretty darn good job.
Yeah, that is unbelievable. I mean, like, this is really news. I guess.
Yeah.
I guess it is. Mike, I think what we really need to be focusing in on and honing in on here in this afternoon window is the fact that Denver, against the Chargers' second stringers, has 3 offensive points in this game.
It's not been great. They are on the 7-yard line. They are trying to punch it in.
But you got to be concerned.
Not been wonderful here if you're the Broncos. And this is the problem with this Broncos offense. It doesn't always look great. We've talked about Bo Nix before and his inconsistencies on the offensive side. Again, not a game that I've seen a ton of as we've been doing this broadcast, This should not be a struggle, Matt.
No.
This shouldn't. Like, they were 16-point favorites when they kicked off. They got steamed out like crazy here. The fact that your only points, only touchdowns on the defensive side of the ball on a Trey Lance interception turned for a touchdown, it's been not a very pretty effort here from the Denver offense. And Patriots, like we said, has a 2-possession lead. So this game, very important here for the Broncos if they want to wrap up the one and get the bye next week.
Yeah, we're looking at the leading receiver for the Chargers is Keandre Lambert Smith, that you didn't know was in the league. I didn't know was in the league. He is a fifth round rookie.
Props in the preseason.
Yeah. He's a fifth round rookie out of Auburn. So Keandre Lambert Smith is your leading receiver for the Chargers. And somehow they are still one score game against the Broncos.
We talked about him as a deep sleeper in fantasy if he ever got the opportunity. Now, it obviously didn't progress out that way, but he was showing out during the preseason. He looked pretty good out there. Don't slight his name.
I also will let everybody know that it is a 3-point game, Rams and Cardinals, with the Cardinals driving.
Yep. Yep. Like, 5:50 left in the third quarter. Brissett outpassing Stafford. Wilson out receiving Puka Nacua. You mentioned on Twitter, people were talking about how this is a lackluster effort from the Rams. It really feels like they're fortunate to be up 16-13. If we're being honest, this was a 6-6 game. They got 2 late scores at the end of the first half. Outside of that, offense not been rocking and rolling like we're used to down there in Los Angeles.
I mean, this is disappointing as a person with a lot of Rams futures. Like, this is disappointing. Like,
this is not what you were hoping for.
No, not what I was hoping for at all. You know what you did bring up how bad this offense has looked, and then it did remind me, though, Devontae Adams has not been out there for the last month, and it's pretty obvious that he is a key cog in making this thing work.
Yeah, I mean, he matters. But they put up, what was it, 45 against the Cardinals, 41 against the Lions, 37 against the Seahawks, 24 against the Falcons. They were still moving the football. This is a bad Cardinals defense. Like, they should have, even without Adams, they should be able to move the football here against the Cardinals. It's just not, it's been clunky throughout this entire game for them.
Did we get another? Oh, we got a field goal.
Yeah, Lions field goal up and good. They are now up 16-0 with 2:11 left in the third quarter there. We'll see if Caleb Williams is interested in trying to break the 70-yard passing mark. And Jacoby Brissett hits Michael Wilson for a 20-yard play down to the Rams 7. So Wilson now 4 for 96 and a touchdown, first and goal for the Cardinals.
I was talking about the Chiefs. We got a field goal. No touchdown.
Oh, yeah, the Chiefs kicked a field goal. Yeah. Yeah, I already moved past that one.
Yeah, it's just like they are not – people in Vegas, I hope you like the halftime show. You at least got third eye blind. You're getting a 6-6 game right now. You're getting a field goal fest. At least you got third eye blind in the halftime show, right?
Maybe people are like, you know, I wouldn't mind being blind for this game.
Yeah, seriously. I'd like to be two eyes blind instead of third eye blind. I'd like to be two eyes blind for this one. It's a horrific game that's going on 6-6 with 4 minutes left in the third quarter. That's what we're getting right there. Just unbelievable. Guys, ProfitX, prediction market. You can go out there and get some of the best odds you'll find on the college football national championship and the Super Bowl. Huge holiday slate here we got over there at ProfitX. So go in right now, 20% purchase match. Download ProfitX today and experience the future of winning. Use that promo code VSIN, V-S-I-N, over at ProfitX. I guess Travis Kelce did just with the 10 yards that got him to 1,000 yards. So I don't know if he's done.
I don't want to hear that.
What, or yeah,
I don't want to hear that.
Yeah, I don't know if he's done or what.
Cardinals into the end zone. 7-yard touchdown pass, 20-16. Arizona takes the lead with 3:51 left in the third quarter here. Very much matters for the Rams. We're gonna say it again. You wanna play Carolina. You don't want to go to Chicago or Philadelphia. You'd like to go to Carolina if you are the Los Angeles Rams.
So this effort by this Rams team with a lot to play for, and like you said, just to kind of put some good stuff together because of how poorly they've played here over the last few weeks. That is, I mean, this is something, 137 pass yards for Stafford on 28 attempts. 28 attempts and only 137 to show for it.
Yeah, they're slinging it. It's not going well. 15 for 28. Right now, Higbee, your leading receiver, with 48. Puka Nacua has 7 of those targets. He's got 6 catches, 38 yards, and a touchdown. But nothing really big. I mean, you've got the 122-yard to Higbee. But outside of that, you're not getting the explosives out of this offense that you have consistently seen from this Rams team.
You know who else went over 1,000 yards? Our boy Michael Wilson. You know who doesn't have 1,000 yards? Harrison Jr. does not have 1,000 yards. Michael Wilson, your number one receiver for the Arizona Cardinals. Continue to run through this afternoon slate, and of course, look at Sunday Night Football. Any bets we have in the account, we'll let you know.
Welcome back to Ready, Set, Bet with Matt Brown and Mike Somage on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Ready, Set, Bet here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Matt Brown and Mike Somich, and into the end zone. It looks like again for the Patriots. So, yes. So there goes that. So the Pats now 30-10, extra point pending. So they are now covering any and all numbers out there after messing around for a little bit against this Dolphins team. And the Bills are back down third and goal. They're up 29-0. On the Jets. I'm so sorry, Bears, for saying that you had the worst effort today. That was ridiculous of me, because it's this Jets team.
I don't know. I mean, the Bears are showing signs of life. Down 16-0, 2 back-to-back passes. If you started Ramondre Stevenson in DFS today, good job by you. 7 carries, 131 yards, 2 touchdowns, 2 receptions, 22 yards, 1 touchdown. Pretty good day for Stevenson there against Miami.
Yeah, that was one of those where you sit there and you're like, okay, Patriots, You can stop messing around now, and then like go ahead and get it. Now they can put this. The only thing is, Mike, I guess at this point, is they can't really put the starters on. It's 13-3 in the Denver Charger game. I mean, like, so you probably, even though up 21, you probably want one more score before you get the guys on the sideline, even if it's a field goal?
Yeah, we'll see what happens with this drive. But I am running the football. I'm not letting Drake May get hit at this point, right? I am just because Stevenson, obviously, 7 for 131, pretty good average. He may be able to move the ball on the ground for you there. So I would be running the football here if I'm the Patriots and trying to shorten this game as much as possible, regardless of the score there in Denver. Chargers have the ball around midfield too, so they have an opportunity here to try and get at least something on the board, cut that to a one score game.
Yeah, it is. It's a one seed up for grabs for Denver and in New England. New England now with the 21-point lead is really just going to be scoreboard watching to see if the Chargers can do anything. Despite the fact that the Denver Broncos have only scored 13 points, the Chargers with their backups have only scored 3. So therein lies the rub here in this one, Mike. It's just like, even though Denver is playing poorly, it doesn't really matter if you can't score more than 3 points.
Yeah, obviously scoring points matters. Hard to win a football game with 3 there as Trey Lance gets sacked for a loss of 8, and they will have to punt it back to Denver. The Denver defense showing up today much more than the Denver offense. Is the Denver defense winning this game 7 to the Denver offense's 6 to the Chargers 3 right now as Denver gets the football back.
Yeah, this is not really – would you consider any of these games good? I guess the Rams and Cardinals if you
– Rams-Cardinals.
Yeah, that's
a good
Cardinals game.
For all you want to say about them being 3-13, we get the late window every week.
Yeah,
the Cardinals have been one of my favorite teams. I've enjoyed betting props on Brissett. I've enjoyed betting props on McBride. I've enjoyed betting props on Wilson. They're an over team. They you can bet props on the other side as well. The games are at least entertaining because they try. They throw the football 45, 50 times a game. They have been a fun football team for us here covering the afternoon slate every Sunday.
14-10 Eagles over the Commanders. And the reason I bring this up is it's kind of hovering in that, like, is it a cover or is it a not cover territory? Because this was all over the place. The Bears into the end zone. So they heard me talking all the trash. And so there it is. Touchdown pass, Caleb Williams to Walker. And so we'll see what happens. It's still they'll go for 2, and we'll see if we can make it a one score game as it is 16-6.
Trying to lock up the 2 seed there, somehow still in this football game. All right, let's just be honest. This feels like it should be a blowout at this point.
Yes.
And right now, they could cut it down to 1 score if they're able to convert the 2-point conversion. Big run from Tank Bigsby gets them down to the Commanders' 23-yard line for the Eagles. They're trying to extend it to at least a 7-point lead. And Matt Stafford finds Kobe Parkinson in the end zone to give the Rams a 23-20 lead with 42 seconds left in the third quarter there. So a lot happening here as we get close to the fourth quarter in all of these games.
And I guess we should go ahead and say, while maybe the cover is still up for grabs, I think I can feel pretty confident in saying that the Patriots are going to win this game. And so, Mike, that would advance our final Circa Survivor over there. And so it looks like it will be a 5-way chop here. And not bad. $1,000 entry, $3.7 million. I'll take it.
Yeah, I wouldn't have minded. I wouldn't have minded surviving the season over there in Circa. And that's some of these people may have made extra money as well, right?
Yeah.
Because if you survived through here, you could have also bet the Patriots money line. That was a big minus, so you're not going to go crazy with it. But you know the value of it. You could have made some extra money here in the afternoon window as you rooted the Patriots home.
Baltimore and Pittsburgh will round out week number 18. It is our Sunday night football game. It's currently 3.5 in favor of the Ravens on the road. 41.5, the prevailing total out there in this one. Y'all don't care what we have. So just to let you know, we're on an under at a much more favorable number. So we'll just move on from there. Mike, as it currently sits at 3.5 and 41.5, what say you?
Well, I will say this, Matt. We're seeing some over money come into the market.
Yes.
There is a couple 42s out there. If it gets to 42.5, I would be back interested on the under here. I do think this tends to be more of an under game if we get to any of those. We'll see if it gets bet up before the game. I did bet Derrick Henry over 19.5 carries. I think he gets the football early and often in this football game. We saw them be able to run the ball successfully last week. This Pittsburgh defense not been phenomenal against the run. And if you're Baltimore here, you're just trying to play a lower scoring, grind out the clock game, make sure that you have your star quarterback healthy as long as possible as we go deeper into this game, as we've seen Lamar Jackson deal with leg injuries on both sides of the body, a back injury that kept him out last week. I think this is a game where you want to just run Henry. So I took over 19.5 carries for Derrick Henry. I like the over on Rodgers' passing yards as well, because this has been a very good Ravens run defense. It feels like the Steelers are going to have to throw the football. The problem is I don't know who they're going to throw it to. This is a mess of a wide receiver room right now. Without DK Metcalf, you lose Washington, the big tight end out there last week as well. So maybe some Freiermuth action here, but I do think you're going to see the Steelers have to throw the football to move it. And I would lean Steelers 3.5 here, but I do not have that one in the account.
Yeah. Hopefully you were with us last night. It was 25.5 on rush yards for Lamar Jackson. We kind of talked through the handicap for that and why that seemed like something that could be something you wanted to throw in your account. So, unfortunately, Mike, market best right now is 27.5. It's 2 yards is 2 yards. I'm not going to say that, like, don't bet it, but 2 yards is 2 yards for a quarterback, right? I mean, like, we're going to get limited carries. And so every yard does matter for a quarterback a lot more than it does for a running back. But, you know, with what we've seen, my guess, again, it's just a guess, is we get loaded box at least at the beginning of this game and dare Lamar and them to throw the ball. And you know what happens with all of that. I mean, like, if guys are covered well, Lamar will take off. If he gets some pressure, Lamar will take off. I'm guessing that in a game like this, of this magnitude, to make the playoffs or not to make the playoffs, there's at least going to be a couple of designed runs, probably not a ton, but we probably get at least 2 or 3 would be my guess. And so for all of those reasons, I played the over 25.5 last night. Now it is 27.5. That is at FanDuel if you're looking for market best right now. And if you're looking to play the under, it had gotten all the way up to 30.5 over at Fanatics. So, like, you can get 30.5 at Fanatics.
You can still get 3.5 as his over rush yards in the first quarter. I don't mind that. I do think you probably see him come out and pull it at least once early from Henry to try and establish the fact that he can do it. So I think that's at least a little interesting if you are looking for a first quarter prop there on Lamar. And Matt, like, this Cardinals team, dude. Michael Wilson just goes up and mosses one
again,
50 yards down the field. The Cardinals get a huge play. So they are right back in scoring territory right now, down 23-20. It was the first play of the drive. Just an incredible catch.
So we're still 13-3. The Chargers defense, man, I got to give it up. I mean, you're playing with, like, anyone that matters. They sat out in this game, and you've only given up 6 offensive points. I mean, not bad.
It was a 56-yarder to Wilson. It gets called back because of an illegal blindside block. So the ball's all the way back at their own 10-yard line. Yeah, the Chargers have played well in this game. We talked about their defense as a top 5, top 10 defense in the later half of the season. Without the starters, they're playing good football right now. And again, we're not able to tune in and lock into every play here, so I'd love to see how Bo Nix is playing, what this offensive line's doing right now. But you got to give a hat tip here to the Chargers and what they've been doing on the defensive side. If you had a pulse for an offense right now, they would be probably winning this football game. But as we said, you've got a pick 6 for Denver. That's the only touchdown so far here.
You got some big fans, Chargers, up in New England right now. So they are your biggest fans. If and really rooting you on here, Trey Lance, who is 12 of 24 in this game with a pick. Obviously doesn't have a touchdown, as they've only got 3 points. So it is still within reach. There's a whole quarter and a minute. I mean, there's still a whole quarter left in this game.
Miami goes 3 and out on their next drive. Punt it, and first play, Diggs 34 yards down the sideline. So New England already inside the Miami 15-yard line trying to tack on. That game more or less over at this point. So it's all on the Chargers and the Broncos now to decide the number one seed there in the AFC.
Worth noting, the Bears did get that 2-point conversion, so it is a 1-score game there in Chicago. All the updates here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Ready, set, bet with Matt Brown and Mike Somich on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
It is Ready, Set, Bet here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Don't mind me; I'm just prematurely marking games as over here in this contest,
so
we can give you an update of where things stand as we get towards the end of all of these games. Mike, if the Dolphins don't have some sort of miraculous comeback, CoinHop, who went into the final week as your leader by a game, by a point, is going to finish the week 2-3. So there is an opening for someone to come and take this one. Now, that being said, Bison Sports Cards, who is directly behind him, started off with a winner on the Vikings, loser on the Texans, has the Broncos currently, who are not covering, has the Bears currently, who are not covering, and then has the Steelers. But if those don't get home, the best he could hope for is a 2-3. Obviously, that isn't going to catch someone that's ahead of you. So we have to keep ticking down here. And we do have Bruiser in third place, who is sitting 3-1 right now, though the Bears pending for him. He could be 3-2. A 3-2 would move Bruiser to 59-30-1. Which then would still have him a point behind. So we're going to need someone to come with a miracle kind of 4-1, 5-0, or CoinHop's going to get by having a 2-3 week.
Yeah, it's Sean's Dolphins that I think we have to keep an eye on here if you're looking for someone to chase him down. Patriots minus 10.5, that's home. Raiders plus 5.5, looking very good. Already home with Giants plus 3.5. His other two are Commanders plus 4, who are currently driving against the Eagles, and then Bears minus 3. He would need a pretty big comeback here from Chicago to be able to do so, but a 5-0 week would put him in front of CoinHop. So he is the one that is trying to chase him down right now, it looks like.
Yeah, it's a super, super interesting. And again, like, yes, it's a million up top, but moving up every little spot counts. We're talking half a million for second. We're talking 400K for third, 350 for fourth, 300 for fifth. And so every single one of these little points that we're talking about, even though it might not get you to the very top, is still worth a ton of money as we shuffle these people here at the top of this, Mike.
And Washington now on the 1 yard line. So the Commanders trying to tie this football game up here with 11:55 left in the fourth quarter, which would obviously be good news. Make Sean's Dolphins very, very happy. As the Bears also moving the football, they're back to midfield here. So the 5-0 still in play there. If Sean's Dolphins and trying to run down the leader in the final week here of the contest.
So the Chiefs and Raiders, you brought up a fun fact here over the break.
Yeah, we're sweating it out. It seems like we have these games, you know, we'll call it maybe one or two a year. The no touchdown game. We do not have a first touchdown score yet in Chiefs and Raiders. 11:24 left. Kansas City has the football down 9-6. Been just 5 field goals so far in this game. So if anyone out there has the touchdown no in that game, I'd love to know what odds you got that at, because we've seen that as high as 60-1, 70-1. This was a game where I think you could maybe picture that the no was possible. So I wouldn't be shocked if there's some people out there with some no touchdowns there in Raiders and Chiefs.
Into the end zone again for the Rams, Mike. Now the Rams 30-20, not the line that we went off at, but the contest line was 7. And so now covering the contest line, which will be, again, very important, as there are many Rams minus 7s in that range of people that might be able to climb up the leaderboard.
Yeah, we talked about this. A little surprised there weren't more people that correlated Seahawks and Rams. Mm-hmm. Because if the Seahawks won, that meant the Rams were playing for the 5 seed. And you would see that line move out. We talked about betting Seahawks money line, Rams money line. That was plus 105 before the Seahawks game. That money line went from minus 420 to minus 1300 today. So a massive shift. And the spread went from 9.5 all the way up to 14.5 today because of the value of this game for the Los Angeles Rams. So it's a little surprise more people didn't correlate that in the contest, as the Bears have the ball at the 10-yard line. Big play to Loveland down the field.
Yeah, it is kind of like flipped a switch here, Mike. Like, the offense looks good. Looks like it's working. So Ben Johnson maybe took a little bit too long to get it going here, but we'll see. They would still need a touchdown and a 2-point conversion just to tie this. Again, it is a 16-8 game there in that one. The Patriots up 38-10 on the Dolphins. Let's see if this is the end of the day for the starters. It looks like I see Josh Dobbs throwing over there on the sideline. I was going to say, this was my hot take, but I guess I don't need it, Mike, which was, you can't win coach of the year if you run your starters out there up 28 points in the fourth quarter right before you're about to have to go play a playoff game. Sorry. You can't win coach of the year, yes. But I guess he's going to pull him. So no. That's fine. Give it to Vrabel.
Yeah, that egregious decision there. We're having shenanigans in the Commanders-Eagles game, Matt. Pass interference gets the ball down to the one. False start on the Commanders, move it back to the six. Pass interference, get it down to the one. Commanders run for negative two. So now second and goal from the three after we've had two first and goals from the one here for the Commanders.
Comeback player of the year we never got to, Mike. Christian McCaffrey minus 750. I assume it's his, I would assume.
Yeah, it should be. One of the more interesting markets, though, I mean, because Trevor Lawrence sitting there at plus 500, what else could he have done to try and win this award, right? Like, he's had a phenomenal season. But McCaffrey obviously getting talked about in the MVP market, as is Lawrence. Very long shots, 100 plus to one. But the two of the higher listed people outside of your Drake May and Matthew Stafford's. So it was another competitive market here where, like, if McCaffrey or Lawrence did this a different year, they would have won those years as well. But considering both of them in there, only one going to come home with the hardware.
Vrabel out to minus 400 in coach of the year market. So that one seems, at least in the betting market's eyes, to be donezo as the Bears get a first down. So they will. There's a flag. Oh, boy. Could it be holding? That would be disastrous.
That would be a bad one. It's third and one from the four. Swift on the ground picks it up. Flag in the defensive backfield.
Okay.
But thrown right toward the line of scrimmage.
Yeah,
so it is defensive holding.
So it's a first down regardless. Either way. So first down either way. 16-8, 5:47 left there. Again, the Bears need a touchdown and a two-point conversion to tie this thing up. Guys, if you have not done so already, if you've been on the fence about becoming a VSiN Pro subscriber, you can now do it for just $79 now until May the 1st. Every single thing that we do, all the best bets, all the betting splits pages, and of course you get those AI projections that we've added over there for NFL and for the NBA. We will be putting out betting guides for all the tentpole events. You want to be a part of VSiN Pro and get all of those. Worth the price of admission right there. So again, VSiN.com/subscribe, $79 now until May the 1st for every single thing that we do. Touchdown Bears on first and goal. Colston Loveland into the end zone. So we'll get another 2-point conversion attempt here for the Bears, who out of nowhere are now
woke up,
now trying to tie this game, which we were talking about. What a pathetic performance it was from them all game long. And instead, here we go. They will have a 2-point conversion attempt to tie this thing up, Mike.
Yeah. Caleb Williams goes from 67 yards passing to 195 in two drives. That's your difference. They marched right down the field. They had the ball on the 8-yard line, their own 8-yard line, able to go all the way down the field and get the job done. Denver moving the football as well, Matt. They're at the Chargers 20-yard line, up 13-3. So they're trying to salt away this game here. If they get in the end zone, that should be it.
Yeah, this is just because the Chargers just been able to do nothing on offense. I mean, Bo Nix currently has 96 yards passing. And he's leading the game in passing because Trey Lance only has 85. 2-point conversion is good. Ooh. And we got us a game in Chicago.
Yeah. 16 all, 5:25 left. Great catch by Komet, who was actually blocking on the play. And then there was so much time. He ends up in the pass pattern, makes a diving catch, gets hammered in the back, able to hold on and control possession to the ground. 16 all there is the Chicago Bears. Have entered the conversation for the 2 seed after not caring about it for 45 minutes.
I know people were giving the Bears a lot of grief for taking Colston Loveland, but I mean, I think both teams just kind of got what they, I think both teams got what they needed.
The Loveland Warren thing, still, maybe they're both very good. I'm still a little surprised Loveland went over Warren as they were both available there, but the Colts obviously happy with Warren and the Bears. Loveland has definitely stepped up, as has Burden. The Bears, like, the talent there could be phenomenal. Good news for Sean's Dolphins. We talked about him last segment. The Commanders into the end zone as well. So Commanders tied at 17, Bears tied at 16. He's got Commanders +4, Bears -3 to go 5-0 in the final week of Circa Millions and take over the lead.
Oh, my goodness. So the sweat is real for everybody here in this one, except, like we said, we one Circa survivor out there on the Patriots, who are up 28 points here in this one with only 9 minutes left. So this would be the all-timer of all-timers. So I'm going to go ahead and say,
do you pop the champagne?
I was going to
say, would you start celebrating right now?
Four touchdowns? Like, I mean, could you imagine? I would be on.
I'd pop it.
I would need some wellness checks for sure if something went south after being up four touchdowns maybe, for $3 million.
Maybe a couple tequila shots. and save the champagne for when the game. Yeah, there you go. There'd be a little something, something.
I like that. Yeah, just ease on into it, and then don't fully pop the bottle quite yet. Once the cork is done, yeah, then that's all there is to it, guys.
Pre-game the celebration.
Appreciate you being with us here. I'm 18 weeks of this, just absolutely fantastic. Of course, we're going to be here previewing every single game through the playoffs, through the Super Bowl. For Mike, I'm Matt. Good luck on all your bets.